He sighed noisily and realized finally that he was on Trantor at last, on the planet which was the center of all the galaxy and the kernel of the human race. He saw none of its weaknesses. He saw no ships of food landing. He was not aware of a jugular vein delicately connecting the 40 billion of Trantor with the rest of the galaxy. He was conscious only of the mightiest deed of man, the complete and almost contemptuously final conquest of a world. He came away a little blank-eyed. His friend of the elevator was indicating a seat next to himself, and Gal took it. The man smiled. "My name is Gerald. First time on Trantor?" "Yes, Mr. Gerald." "Thought so. Gerald's my first name. Trantor gets you if you've got the poetic temperament. Trantorians never come up here, though. They don't like it. Gives them nerves." "Nerves? My name's Gal, by the way. Why should it give them nerves? It's glorious." "Subjective matter of opinion, Gal. If you're born in a cubicle and grow up in a corridor and work in a cell and vacation in a crowded sunroom, then coming up into the open with nothing but sky over you might just give you a nervous breakdown. They make the children come up here once a year after they're 5. I don't know if it does any good. They don't get enough of it, really, and the first few times they scream themselves into hysteria. They ought to start as soon as they're weaned and have the trip once a week." He went on, "Of course it doesn't really matter. What if they never come out at all? They're happy down there, and they run the Empire. How high up do you think we are?" He said, "Half a mile?" and wondered if that sounded naive. It must have, for Gerald chuckled a little. He said, "No, just 500 feet. "What? But the elevator took about..." "I know. But most of the time it was just getting up to ground level. Trantor is tunneled over a mile down. It's like an iceberg. 9/10 of it is out of sight. It even works itself out a few miles into what was once the sub-ocean soil at the shorelines. In fact, we're down so low that we can make use of the temperature difference between ground level and a couple of miles under to supply us with all the energy we need. Did you know that?"
"No."
"I thought you used atomic generators." "Did once. But this is cheaper."
"I imagine so."
"What do you think of it all?" For a moment, the man's good nature evaporated into shrewdness. He looked almost sly. Gal fumbled.
"Glorious," he said, again.
"Here on vacation? Traveling? Sightseeing?"
"Not exactly.
At least, I've always wanted to visit Trantor, but I came here primarily for a job."
"Oh?"